Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more. Breathe in, breathe out. Never mind. It was time. Number nine. Let my lies. Feline. With a death wish. Be right. Didn't help. No name on a guest list. Hold on. We're destined.
Welcome into the show. If I gave you this before yesterday's start, well, the Astros game, before it started, I gave you these variables, or just the facts of the situation. Hunter Brown's going to give you a quality start. Hader's going to pitch a scoreless inning in the ninth. Generally speaking, you think, oh, that's a win for the Astros, whether it be you thinking about the Hunter Brown of the past or even the Hunter Brown you just saw in his previous start. Quality start plus Josh Hader pitching a scoreless ninth, that's a win. Instead, you get a 5-4 loss and you lose a series to a floundering Blue Jays team who are one of the more disappointing teams in baseball this year. The Astros were bound to lose the series at some point, but this one was very winnable, not just the game, but the series itself. And it didn't go their way. So that's unfortunate. Hader's not going to pitch two innings. That was some of the complaints yesterday. Why can't Hader pitch the 10th? That's not what they're doing with him right now. So Souza came on, and it didn't go well for him as Clement hit the two-run home run in the top of the 10th. The Astros tried to get back in it. Yordan, who I'm always concerned with when he tries to open it up. I know why he did it, trying to get in a scoring position in what was then a one-run game after he drove in Jeremy Peña. I kind of don't mind a not slide. Like, it's not a lock for it to happen, but Yordan sliding, I'm always thinking leg injury.
Yeah.
So I'm weighing him going in, standing up, and either being out or safe versus sliding and either being out or safe, even though maybe sliding ups the possibility of being safe. I don't want him taking chances. Now, the reason he didn't slide is because of a nice play by the Blue Jays.
I was going to point that out.
I forgot the guy's name.
Jimenez.
Jimenez. He deked Yordan into thinking there was no play at second and said there was, and he makes a quick tag. Yordan admitted afterwards, yeah, I was out. He felt he didn't even touch the base at the right time. So he knew there was a problem when the Blue Jays challenged, or when the Astros challenged, because he was called out. The Astros challenged, he knew he wasn't going to win that challenge, and it cost the Astros a chance to have a runner in scoring position to try to tie the game. So they go down 5-4 in that one. John was very upset this morning because there was an opportunity to sit one Nick Allen down and bring in Paredes as a pinch hitter when there are runners on, and Espada didn't do it. He did pinch hit for Nick Allen later in the game, but it wasn't the same type of opportunity. Now, Paredes has struggled. I gave you some of the numbers yesterday. I think he's now 1 of 17 in this recent run, so he has not hit well. And Espada was trying to give him the day off, but that might be why he did not pinch hit for him at the time earlier in the game. It might have been the sixth inning, but he did it later. If you want to take Espada to task for that, cool. But the hater thing, that's likely an organizational decision. For a guy who has been great since he's been back, but you know he had the arm issues earlier, which kept him out for a portion of the season. We're not gonna push him. Certainly not in a Wednesday regular season game against the Blue Jays when you need that guy around for the rest of the season. So you hope that Souza could go get outs. He just couldn't, and you dropped that one. Unfortunate. He had the day off today. And you get ready to go to San Diego, a San Diego team who did a couple things to try to strengthen themselves as they try to make a playoff push. So we'll see the Padres against the Astros tomorrow. Should be a good series. Astros playing good baseball despite losing the series, and certainly the Padres trying to stay within striking distance of a wild card spot. Very similar records for the two teams. I think the Astros have one more loss, same amount of wins. So you got two even teams going at it, and the Padres playing a little worse, maybe a lot worse than they imagined. It doesn't help that the Dodgers are the Dodgers, but you have a negative run differential. In some divisions, you get to lead the division with the negative run differential. Not in the NL West, where the Padres are in third, but they've been playing good baseball, 7 out of 10. So it should be a good weekend series. And what is it? Sunday night is the NBC game. I think we talked about that yesterday, that if you're looking for Astros baseball, first of all, you can listen to it here on ESPN 975 on Sunday night. We're going to have that game. But also, if you're scrolling, hoping to find them on Sunday, it is a primetime game, and it will be on NBC, as NBC has ratcheted up their Sunday night baseball coverage. I think they're doing it like every night leading into the playoffs or something close to that. I hope the success continues. As it stands now, it'll be Blanco and Lambert, and we're still waiting on the Sunday night starter. We'll get to some text and stuff when we come back. I got a question for you, Sean, to consider, and we'll discuss it on the other side. Oh, by the way, also, we do have more listener appreciation party tickets to give away. So you know the deal for people who have been listening. We'll do the thing that we've done all week. Simply name your favorite in the show sounder. Call in, and Sean will judge whether you were dead on, because someone called in with Bye Felicia. That's not one of the things we do here. You have to at least be in the ballpark of something we've played to end the show. And if you do that, you win a couple spots, you and a guest, to the listener appreciation party, which is August 28th at St. Arnold. But the question for you, Sean, and normally I wouldn't give credit to Lance for anything, but he brought up something in passing that I thought was interesting. I thought earlier today that the media blitzed the narrative the Texans are spinning through coaches and players about how much they're backing CJ Stroud doesn't give me much confidence, because I don't remember a time where there was such a clear – I don't know that it's not just organic, but this clear want to let everyone know we back our guy, and that actually turning out to go well. It's much like the 80s vote of confidence. That's what it feels like to me. When an AD gives a coach a vote of confidence, you know that coach is not long for that spot. That's what it feels like. Even if that's not really true, that's what everyone thinks. I don't know the statistics on vote of confidence to actual firing or vote of confidence to actually keeping your job. But I feel like the Texans are all giving CJ Stroud a vote of confidence. And maybe it's needed for him to perform. So my question, you ponder it. We'll talk about it when we come back. And we'll play the sound that gave me this thought. It'll come from D'Amico Ryans on NFL Network. Could CJ Stroud play for Ime Udoka? Because Ime Udoka doesn't play the, yeah, you know, love the guy. He's great. We all believe in him. He will trash Amen, not trash. He will criticize Amen Thompson for defense if he sees fit. So think about it, Sean. Could CJ last under Ime? Could Ime coach this current version of the Texans with the quarterback they have? We'll play the sound from CJ, or excuse me, from D'Amico when we come back. We also have sound from CJ Stroud talking about the mistakes he made against New England and what he has done to try to correct that. We're just getting started here. The number is 713-780-3776. And a big day for athletes who used to play for Houston's teams getting money across multiple sports. We'll get to that, too. You want to join us? You're welcome to. 713-780-3776. We will be back.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. We're taking a look at some numbers during the break, because when I asked that question about whether Ime Udoka could coach the Texans if what he had to do was go on a media blitz promoting how much they believe in CJ Stroud, I don't think it's part of his DNA to do that. So, or maybe I asked whether CJ Stroud could play for Ime. It's tough on even his best players. I don't know if that relationship would last. But it's in response to what we're hearing from the Texans on nearly a daily basis. A lot of it is prompted by the people asking the questions because of how last season ended. But to a man, across the board, and you would expect this, the quarterback, CJ, is our guy. He's our guy. He can do it. He's more focused. It's a different guy. Don't worry. We got our guys back. From Nico Collins to Kalen Bullock to now, and always, D'Amico Ryans. NFL Network was at training camp yesterday. Jane Slater, Kurt Warner, the production crew, they're all there to watch one of the Super Bowl favorites, at least a team people believe can go win a Super Bowl. And the only obstacle I think most people see is the quarterback, which I think is somewhat unique to really believe a team can win a Super Bowl, but question whether the quarterback can lead them there. That's generally a giant roadblock for a team. People seem to think this Texans team is good enough, as long as they get adequate play from the quarterback, that they can go win one. Here's D'Amico Ryans in response to the questions surrounding his quarterback.
The process with him is like being competent and confident in your preparation. Like, when you have the conviction, when you get the ball, you have conviction, you know where you're going with the football, you can read the defense, you know what it looks. He can put the ball anywhere, make any play that we need him to make, right? And so now what's going to happen is it's year two in the system, right, under Coach Kaylee. Like, he's very comfortable with what we're asking him to do. We put a lot on him when it comes to protections. He's handling it really well this camp, so he's going to take that jump. He's going to be more comfortable. He's going to be convicted. He's going to be confident. He's going to swing it around and make a lot of plays for us.
And you in this locker room are so supportive of him in front of the cameras and behind them. Why?
That's our guy. That's our guy. I love CJ. You know, off the field, just as a man, just thinking back to our first conversation on this 30 visit, just I love the young man who he is, and I love how he's continued to grow as a young man. And, you know, he truly loves the game. You know, he has a great heart for helping other people. and he's a really good quarterback. So they're hard to find. So when you have a good quarterback like we have in CJ, we want to make sure everybody wraps their arm around him and make sure he knows that we love him, we support him, and we're behind him 100%.
So the Texans at the stands now, 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. Ninth best odds in football. If you go by recent memory, they're not going to win it. Because up until last year, and I'll give you the outlier of last year, there was a seven-year streak of 12-1 or shorter odds to win the Super Bowl. The Texans fall outside of that. So if we go by, and, you know, I'm not a numbers guy, but I do like trends. The numbers suggest not this year. Unless you believe last year is the turn in the trend. Because the Seahawks were 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. And I asked Sean the question, I guess I'm asking you guys now too, were the odds makers just so wrong about that roster, or was that all about Sam Darnold? Because Sam Darnold was coming off a disappointing playoff game. He had played well for Minnesota. They had a home, were they on the road or at home? At home. They lost to the Commanders, right, at home.
Yes.
They lost to the Commanders at home in a playoff game. And Sam Darnold looked like the guy.
Wait, was it the Commanders?
Wait, no, that was...
It was the Rams.
No. Did the Rams go on a wash into Minnesota and win? No, the Commanders beat Detroit on the road, and then they lost eventually to the Eagles at home.
So Darnold lost to the Rams.
Yeah, okay, it was the Rams. Was that at home or on the road?
It was in Arizona due to wildfires in Los Angeles.
Okay, so technically it was a neutral site. Technically on the road, but yeah. Neutral site. Okay. Glad for that correction. So, okay, you're playing a Rams team with Matt Stafford. Got it.
27-9.
But he was bad in that game. And then the Seahawks make the determination that he's going to be our guy. We're going to get rid of Geno Smith. The Vikings had drafted J.J. McCarthy already. He was hurt, so they were turning to him. And now they're turning to Kyler Murray. So, clearly, J.J. McCarthy probably shouldn't have ran Sam Darnold out of town if that was Kevin O'Connell. Mistake. I'll say that right there. I'll say that right now about that. So, the Seahawks had a good roster, but I don't think it could have been simply Sam Darnold led them to be 60-1. It had to be.
He threw 25 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Like, he did not.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad CJ Stroud year. That's 2024 CJ Stroud.
Yes, his playoff run changed the perception of him because he didn't turn the ball over. But during the season, he turned the ball over a lot.
It really is just the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Where he threw for 346 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah.
And against New England, he threw for 202. Against San Francisco in the divisional, he threw for 124. So he threw for more yards against the Rams in the NFC title game than he did in the other two games combined.
I would say most people believe the 2026 Texans roster, at least going into the season, is more highly acclaimed than the 2025 Seahawks roster.
Going into the season.
Going into the season, which speaks to the odds. One is 60-1, the other is 18-1. So it wasn't just simply the quarterback. Not many people thought the Seahawks could win a Super Bowl, and then you saw the defense play the way it did, and Sam Darnold probably played like most people thought he would.
Yeah,
and then he
if you hit,
turned
hater,
it on.
You're right.
You weren't wrong about Sam Darnold. He just turned it on.
He led the
when
league
he
in turnovers.
To. Yeah. So
he led the league in turnovers and won the Super Bowl anyway. And now everyone, hey, you got to respect what Sam Darnold did last year.
He had a moment, the one game that he needed to have, he had it. So he's like, going to live on in Seattle lore for what he did to outduel
like
Matt Stafford.
Coker or something. Like it's like a mediocre college quarterback that then like goes nuts in one game, but for the rest of his career, it's just kind of like handed off to Derrick Henry. Like that's kind of what
much.
He did.
So the Texans are comped to the Seahawks winning last year because of the great defense and because of the questions at quarterback. You can win if your quarterback's not great. I don't expect CJ to lead the league in turnovers like Sam Darnold did. And the 18-1 odds put them in a better spot than the Seahawks as far as what people think they're capable of. I just don't remember a quarterback going into what for most hope is a potential Super Bowl run, getting this type of, you want to call it defense, support, because it's not needed.
Yeah.
It's like, not needed for real contenders.
The what? before that was the Eagles with Hurts, and the two before that were Mahomes. Like, there's never a Chiefs season where they're like, no, guys, we really stand behind Patrick Mahomes. Trust us. It's all like, are you doing enough around Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, to support him. And
same thing with, like, Brady when the Bucks won. It wasn't like, no, we're taking a chance, or we're sticking our neck out for Tom Brady, and it's up to us to, like, no, it's Tom Brady.
And Hurts had already played in the Super Bowl before they won it, had played well in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Despite all the questions.
And Stafford won one in the middle.
Yeah, and they still surround him with Jalen Hurts. But he had proven at least enough to know that when he's on, he can be the quarterback of a team that goes and wins it. Even the guys who don't win it, Joe Burrow. No one was like, man, do the Bengals believe in Joe Burrow?
Who was it? Someone was at Bill's camp. I think it was Dawkins.
Yes.
Was at Bill's camp being like, thank God. Or it's like, we got DJ Moore. Finally, Josh Allen doesn't have to do it by himself. Yeah. And there's like Dalvin Cook is being like, hey,
you remember
it.
My brother?
My brother led the league
in rushing. What are you guys talking about? So generally, when your quarterback and your team doesn't get over the hump, if your quarterback is capable, actually capable, it's about what everyone else is doing to help him. For this team, it's all about, can the quarterback do it?
Yeah. Even like Justin Herbert, it's like.
Yeah, and, you know, like, and I have my feelings about Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I lay it out there pretty much once a week, I feel like. But no one is saying, hey, is Justin Herbert capable of doing this? Do you guys believe in him?
Yeah,
do you back him?
Do you believe in Justin Herbert?
No. No. And it's part of every question. Whether it be nationally, I think maybe the local guys have had their questions answered, so they don't need to ask the questions anymore. But anytime someone rolls in here, it's about, why do you believe in them? And then you heard D'Amico give his reasons. I need an example of this playing out in a way that in the past, that means the Texans are going to have a great year when all the questions about your roster are pretty much directed at the most important player on the team.
Which I also think is, like, a little unfair because, guys, it's not like the offensive line is.
It's true.
And, like, player for player, like, you know, whatever, the offensive line is a worse.
I would agree.
Unit than quarterback is for the. So there is, like, a little bit of I mean, no, but Jane Slater isn't going to be like, hey, no, tell us about Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, what's he done?
Yeah, like.
I mean, the Keelan Rutledge thing people are latching onto because of.
First round pick.
The effusive. Praise coming from all sides of the Texans team about him. So that has been a conversation. I think Jane Slater quote tweeted the video that John and Lance did about Keelan Rutledge. And she quote tweeted it with, that's what we're hearing from the building too. Mm. So the praise for Keelan Rutledge continues as we get ever closer. What was it? I guess he called out the veterans on the O-line for missing a blocking assignment, and Art, who is Art, said, yeah, Keelan Rutledge is forcing the veterans to carry his luggage and his pads. That's how things are trending. He is the one doing the hazing, not being hazed. I said he taped Jake Andrews to the goalpost just because every time we hear about this guy, he's the perfect Texan just on offense this time. Hopefully it plays out on the field. But I hope this is an outlier. With CJ, that the questions surrounding him going into the year don't mean what I feel like it means. I don't like all the votes of confidence. I wish it was just known, but it can't be. I know. Circumstances demand these questions get asked. I wish we were in a better spot with the quarterback, at least so the media, which doesn't control anything, didn't have to ask questions about, is he going to hold our team back from winning?
Yeah. You'd prefer the 8 sack against Kansas City.
A couple playoffs ago, yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, listen, he did all he could. You want to be in the he did all he could zone.
What are you going to do to help your quarterback succeed as opposed to, is he going to hold this generational defense back? It's a tough spot to be in for him.
Yeah, it's especially tough because, like, the defense is, A, like, such a sure thing. B, like, so obviously good. You know, it's not like a, you know, you have to look at these advanced stats and see. It's like, no, you just watch the game. You're like, yeah, these guys are awesome. and they bring back all 11 starters.
And
like,
added
not
Reed,
a new...
And added Reed Blankenship.
Yeah, there's not a, like...
Added Jadeveon Clowney.
What are they going to do? Could Mari Lassiter is on this year's team. We'll see how it... How they, nope, it's... They added to it, like you said.
Should be a great unit once again. And good enough to carry a team to on a deep playoff run and hopefully a Super Bowl appearance.
It's good enough to, like, where realistically it can carry them to the play, like, to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, just realistically, they can go
beat teams 20-13 and win 12 games doing it that way. And then,
barring, like, massive injuries. But yeah.
Yes. And whether you want to say it's a Seahawks formula or not, depending on how it all shakes out, the floor for this team, because their defense, if you put it at 10 wins, I would agree. And then the ceiling is certainly about all the changes they've made on the other side to get them to a point where they're a real contender. And that'll play out over the next several months. All right, we'll go to break with that. The number is 713-780-3776. We'll do it, the listener appreciation party giveaway. Let's do it at 10:55. 10:55, simply call in at 10:55, be caller 5, and tell Sean your favorite end-of-show sounder. And if Sean deems what you said in any way correct, you get yourself
get yourself
a couple tickets.
It's not really like a judgment. It is just, is this a sound we play?
Yeah, is this a sound we play? Exactly. And not just a sound we play.
I'm not the Russian judge. I'm just, okay.
Is it a sound we play that ends the show?
Do you have a ticket? That's basically what I'm...
Yeah. You know, today I played... The Nick Saban Quit Asking. That's not really one we play. I think it might have made an appearance, but it's not really one we play. So you guys know.
Yeah, it's more of a this is more in the segment, not really in the show.
Yeah. So 10:55, caller 5, you get your chance to join us for the listener appreciation party. And remember, Jeremy and Joe will do that today as well. And then all shows will do it tomorrow. We're going to give away tickets over the next couple weeks, because we want as many people there as possible to join us at our second annual, at least at St. Arnold. We've done it here. It was a little hot. The building didn't always keep the AC on when they were going to be 200-300 people here. So
the AC was working hard.
Yeah. So we will do it at St. Arnold's. They will have no problem. They were great last year. They'll be great again. So we'll give you a shot to do that at 10:55. All right, we'll go to break. But before we do that, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company, another great company here with ESPN 97.5. You can go to the website at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. And when you get there, you'll see all the things they provide. In fact, at the very top of the website, there's a banner that tells you they're Houston's premier repiping company. And repipes are they're certainly big jobs, but they're important jobs, because if you have an older home, your pipes are going to start to diminish. And once they start to corrode, you get stuff in your water you don't want. We do take it for granted. When I go home today, I expect to turn on the water and it'd be clean so I can cook with it. I can clean with it. Those are things you expect. When your pipes go bad, that's not always going to be the case. So be preventative. Get Aqueduct Plumbing Company on the case if that's a job you need to do. They also do water filters. They do tankless heaters, traditional water heaters. They have that services menu you can take a look at and see if what they do fits what you need. You can also call them at 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. Request a quote. Those are free. They don't charge you to tell you what it's going to take to fix something at your home or your business. So get in touch with Aqueduct Plumbing Company through that number or go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
So Adam Schefter tweeted this out, and so it begins, along with the graphic of the Hall of Fame game, which is tonight. Preseason football is back. And on the graphic, it had the two starting quarterbacks. Not the ones who will start for the teams in the regular season. It was Carson Beck and Kenny Pickett. Does football have such a chokehold on us that not only can he write "And So It Begins," he can put those two on a graphic and people get excited? Like, I saw that and I was like, we got to do better. We got to do better. Look, Carson Beck's a rookie. Fine. Quarterback, recognizable. But Kenny Pickett on a graphic? I know he's starting, but there's nothing else on that Carolina team. Look, Tet, probably not playing. A lot of guys who aren't going to play in this game. So I get
that's,
it.
That's the issue.
It is not a lot to choose from.
Dave Canales?
Put the coaches on it. I don't care. Is it one of the LaFleurs in Arizona?
Mike?
Put Matson.
Yeah,
Green
Mike.
Bay. Mike LaFleur. Put LaFleur versus Canales on it. I don't care. I was trying to think of an NBA equivalent when a preseason begins. Like if it was the Suns versus the Hornets, like if you threw, okay, because not, if let's say the Suns tell you beforehand, look, Devin Booker ain't playing in this game. He ain't playing. Would you put Kaman Maluwak on a graphic and Miles Bridges on a graphic and go, look, Hornets versus Suns to open up the NBA preseason? That's not a graphic anyone's making.
Ryan Kalkbrenner versus.
Sure.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah. What are we
guys looking to make the leap after the rookie
yeah.
year?
Yeah. Really? Because the Suns didn't have a draft pick this year, so I couldn't find a rookie. Yeah. So I had to use a second year player there. But what? Come on. Schefter, I know it's football. I know
it's football.
People
that's
love
really,
it.
That is really what he could just put on the graphic. Football's just
back.
Football.
Yeah, you could just write football. You want to put the Hall of Fame game logo on it, and we're good. But throwing Kenny Pickett and Carson Beck, that would make people not want to watch, I think. Don't put those two on it. Find something else to do. You can just put Panthers, those graphics. Yeah, put the mascots on there. I don't know what the Cardinals call them. I'm sure it's some bird pun or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure...
Or something that honors the spirit of the people of the state of Arizona. You know, it's like, sure. It's always like, either it's called something dumb and it's a pun, or it's like, we named it after the spirit
like
of our
the
people.
Like, the mascot for the Panthers is named Sir Purr. Put Sir Purr on the graphic and write Sir Purr on it so people know.
It's either that or they're like... They named it Destiny, or like named it after a freedom fighter,
or something.
But or it's Sir Purr or Jackson Purr. DeVille.
yes, yeah. Jackson DeVille. I want him. If Trevor Lawrence ain't playing in a preseason game, I want Jackson DeVille on the graphic instead.
Yeah. No. I mean, it is funny that like yes, I don't know if there's anyone that goes into the Hall of Fame.
Big Red for the Cardinals.
Big Red.
Yeah.
Great.
Big Red versus Sir Purr.
I don't think there's anyone that walks into this, that turns on their TV, I should say, that turns on their TV and is like, hell yeah, here we go, right? Like, there has to be a little voice in the back of your mind that's like, listen, I know. Like, I know I'm a drug addict, but they're offering drugs on TV.
They're off. It's stepped on, though.
I know this is the, yes, I know I'm going to have to do horrific things for this.
This isn't uncut.
Which is watch Kenny Pickett.
This isn't uncut and this is and pure. This is the stepped on version of football.
This is, all stems, all seeds.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this the, you said do horrible stuff, so.
This is the rock bottom moment.
Yeah. This is rock. Depends on how much you lock in for. If you lock in from opening kickoff to final whistle.
If you watch Mike Tirico sign off of this game.
Yeah. If you know what Mike Tirico says as the game ends, you are.
It's on NBC, right?
Yeah, you're shooting it in between your toes to hide it from your family is what you're up to if you watch from start to finish.
But I feel like you can. Casually partake.
I'm not saying don't watch.
I'm not allowing. Who cares? Do what you want. But I'm understanding. I might even let me flip it on. Like I'll flip it on.
Just the taste is what you're saying.
Just to get a little, rub some on my gums a little. Yeah. But I know it's not.
Yeah,
it's not going to be the full dose that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't need you nose down on the table. A little, and you keep it moving.
Who's Carson Beck's backup?
Once it gets there, who are the Cardinals? What's the Cardinals depth chart like at quarterback?
Because I imagine that means Minshew is just out.
Oh, he won't play at all?
Or is Beck ahead of Minshew?
He is ahead. Well, I don't think so. Kadon Slovis is probably the guy you're going to see a lot of.
Yeah, once Slovis gets in, good night. Later, folks.
Understood.
It is crazy, though. We say all this.
Haynes King is the backup for Kenny Pickett tonight.
Oh.
You want to see Haynes King on the NFL field? Oh!
Offense only. Maybe can I do offense only?
You could find a way, sure.
It is crazy that we say all this, and like more people will watch this game than like any college basketball game outside the tournament.
I know. Football, without a doubt, has a chokehold on the American sports public. I just don't think it's necessary to throw Kenny Pickett and Carson Beck on a graphic.
Because that's not actually what you're selling.
No, you're not selling NFL. Yeah,
NFL
you're selling
back.
Football is back. The NFL is back. Guys out there. There'll be kickoffs. We'll be keeping score. The real uniforms will be worn. You're selling that.
They're tackling.
You're not selling any of the players who will have things to say about the outcome tonight.
I'm pretty sure Jeremiah Love is not playing in this game, which I think the NFL needs to not have like a actual rule, but a come on,
hey,
guys.
Cardinals, what are you doing?
Like,
you're the Cardinals.
If there's a top 10 pick in the Hall of Fame game, like, you got to have him play. You got it. Like, he has to take 3 carries and then he can leave.
But, no, you're right. He will not be playing.
Yeah, like what are we doing, guys? Like, what? He's a rookie. He needs the reps.
But he's a running back, and they can get hurt. Yeah. So he can't play.
And it's every handoff. He's just taking $5,000 off of his next contract. Yeah, I understand.
Let's not start the odometer against the Panthers in the Shrine Game.
Who signed today? I forgot. Oh, Jonathan Taylor money. If he ever wants to make Jonathan Taylor money. He cannot play in this game.
It's true. At least as it.
Because he might catch the injury bug from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, you know, Sir Purr might go on a rampage. You never know. Might tackle him out of bounds. You never know. So that's what we got tonight. Cardinals versus Panthers.
No Astros.
No Astros. So it's there for you. I would suggest if you are behind on a TV show, maybe tonight's the night for that night.
Okay.
You know,
so, DTF St. Louis, you're suggesting that
it's almost freaky as watching 4 quarters of Panthers versus Cardinals. Almost. DTF St. Louis with David Harbour and Jason Bateman. But, you know, maybe that's not what you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for some new YA title or it feels like it's a YA book, but it's actually just a series. You can watch Prime's newest effort, Sterling Point. That's out there for you.
Ted Lasso's back.
Sure. There are enough Apple things to watch. Maybe you're behind on Lucky on Apple. Even Silo. There are things you can take a look at tonight that aren't 4 quarters of Panthers versus Cardinals. It's not even like got teams with cool uniforms. The Panthers are fine or whatever. There's nothing. It's not like the Steelers are playing. There's no legacy franchise out there.
I was gonna say,
there's nothing.
I mean, teams with like cool players. I mean, other than Jeremiah
Love. But he's not going to play.
Like, it's not even like a situation where I don't even know who that guy. Like, if Diego Pavia was on a team or was on the Ravens.
Yeah,
he had made the Ravens.
A novelty who's out there who's a good college player, but you know he's not a real NFL player. There's none of that. Like, Carson Beck's playing. You mean a classic drop back quarterback is playing? Cool.
Who everyone thinks sucks.
Yeah, that's great. That's fun. And Kenny Pickett, who's already proven that he's not any good, at least as a pro.
Although, Sam Darnold won a Super Bowl. Can't cross off Kenny Pickett quite yet.
Is that just how the rehab tour goes?
If I was the agent of a Panther,
you have to go through the Panthers rehab facility before you become a real starter again. Yeah, Baker, Kenny, who's next? Sam, you mentioned who's next. It could be. Kenny Pickett could be next.
I really wish there was a third one to prove this point. There really is only
those two.
Well,
two is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Then there may be a third. We just don't know
about
it.
Will Greer? Has Will Greer gone on to bigger
things? Look, Jake Delhomme became a good pro in Carolina, he didn't
That's
have
why Bryce Young doesn't.
Yeah. Well.
We'll see.
Bryce Young will.
He's still on step 4 of the 12-step program.
That's true. We'll see if we won't see Bryce Young tonight, but we'll see if Bryce Young has a way to become a good pro after another year with Dave Canales. All right, we're a minute away. Reminder, caller 5 at 10:55 calls in. to Sean, and if you give him an end-of-show sounder, you win a pair of tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party, which is August 28th at St. Arnold. We did it last year. It was a great time. You get the opportunity in mere seconds to do it. We'll go to break. Hour one done. We'll get back on with hour two.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.